Aircheckdownloads.com.
Soccer 105.7 FM.
Ah, I love that. I love that song, me. Another Carole King song. Quite a Carole King week this week. Mind you, it would be on, she would be on, it would be on, she. Hang on, I've got a pronoun problem here going on. Eddie Road. Look it up, see what it is in Latin. What's Carole King in Latin? It'll be something Rex.
Rex Carole.
It'll be Carola Rex, Carola, won't it? Rex, yeah, yes. Yeah. Except that wouldn't work, because it should be Carola Regina. Oh, blimey. Right. How can we get so complicated so soon? You know what I mean? Let's keep it simple. I'm talking of things simple. Thank you, Mick Wright, for... No! See that shovel? I'm really using it this morning. Keep digging that hole. Mick Wright, I'm a fan of Mick Wright. It's nice to work with Mick again. Well, I say work with you. He was going out the studio as I was coming in. That's what you call working with other disc jockey type, isn't it?
That's the best place as
it gets. Yeah. A lot of people don't know this about Mick, but before he actually went into radio, you know, he had a very long and distinguished career in the theatre.
Oh.
Oh, yeah. One year he was even voted Commissionaire of the Year. String break there, do you think, or is it just supposed to sound like that? I'm not a musician. What a shame we haven't got one on hand. Oh, we have, yeah. Producer Chris, who of course also carries the Latin primer with him everywhere. It's amazing how soon into the show we need a bit of Latin.
It is.
Then John Hawkins comes rushing in to say something in Spanish, if I remember rightly. Well, it was a foreign language. Oh, right. He's really into it, isn't he? Yes, he told us what Spanish was for Julie Church, and apparently it's Julio Iglesias.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. Because Spanish for Henry Church is Enrique Iglesias.
Exactly.
His nipper.
His nipper, yes. Yeah.
Can we play him?
I presume he's the father.
In cricket, that play.
Do the Spanish play cricket?
No,
this is
really.
One of those weird links that's got...
I've just looked at this. It says, Lacrimose, in the proximity of the station. Ambidextrous. Sacerdotal vestments. Ignite. Ignition. Inflammable. Vile. Injection. Mortal. Immortal. Mortuary. Miraculous. Conjurer. Iteration. And reiteration.
Yeah.
It's all in this Latin book.
That's right.
It does exist.
It does exist.
You approach to Latin very carefully and at great distance.
Just that bit you read shows how mad it all is.
Isn't it? Yeah, exactly.
But the Romans were very good because they had very few words, didn't they, altogether? Mm. You know,
imagine. They just added bits to them.
And they just added bits. Or you just had to assume things in sentences.
Yes. They even had a shorter alphabet. They didn't have 26 letters.
They had 24, because I's, J's, and whatever. No W. W was V.
That's
J and I were the same letter.
Yeah.
No V and no A.
And no A.
And no V and no A in their sentences.
Right.
Excogito. Excogitare.
He's well gone now.
Just think
stopping
out.
Him
you
now.
Won't get anything you got in here. Come on now, I'm going.
Yes, we will. Because
no, it won't.
We have something important.
Oh, I'm
following that. Anything would be. Thank you. 6:14. Business report from Alan Wogan.
Retail analysts will have another busy day today as a large amount of fresh sales data is released.
You want to consider yourself very fortunate because you're not me. You haven't got a producer who's trying to translate Engelbert Humperdinck into Latin. Perhaps look in the back of the book, it might be there. All right, okay. 6:20, Saga 105.7 FM. It's Les Ross here. It's Chris, deep in his Latin primer. And it's John Hawkins, who isn't deep in his Latin primer. I don't think he's a Latin fan, to be honest. Funny, because he wears a toga very, very nicely, I have to say.
Okay, hands up. Who's eaten the mince pies and the turkey and the chocolates?
At High Street, Hales Owen. Saga 105.7 FM Traffic and Travel with British Airways, flying from Birmingham to over 30 European destinations.
And at 6:22, let me tell you about the M6 northbound between junctions 10 and 10A, the Wolverhampton turn off on the M54 junction.
Saga 105.7 FM.
Oh, another one where he falls off the drums at the end. That's Domino. Up Blueberry Hill. And in weather like this, you might not be down for some time. Over the years, There's been one particular lady who's rung up whenever I've done this. So I'm just looking ahead to see what music we've got coming up this morning. And she'll ring up and say, "Stop them flicking pages!" It sounds ever so coarse down the phone. Anyway, who we got here? Oh, Nilsson. Nilsson coming up later on. Sandy Posey. Love that single girl. Another Elvis. And why not? We like our Elvis on Saga. Actually, the flicking pages are even getting on my nerves now. Billy Fury, Hollies, Lulu. Lulu, don't forget, is all backwards. The only reason I say that is some artists do get their names, make up their showbiz names, by reversing words, don't they? As I say, the famous example is Nosmo King, who's an American entertainer, and he didn't exactly reverse the letters, but he got it. He was I don't know what his real name was, Freddie Ginbottom, and he wanted a showbiz name, so he was walking along one day and saw some double doors, like a saloon, you know, which said no smoking on it, and then when the doors parted, there was Nosmo on one side and King on the other. Not smoking. Yeah. In Lulu's case, I say she just saw "ol" written on a wall and thought backwards. That make it. I might be lying actually. Morning, it's Les Ross here at Saga 105.7 FM. It's going very well, isn't it? Mind you, I am easily pleased.
News and sport at 6:30. I'm John Hawkins.
Playing the best popular music from Frank to Hank and Bing to Sting.
Saga 105.7 FM, your life, your music.
Throughout the West Midlands, this is Saga 105.7 FM with national, international and regional news.
7 o'clock, I'm John Hawkins.
That's the news, it's 5 minutes past 7. Bye!
Bye. Feel like a holiday?
I think so. Okay. You've been here 2 days, so... No, 3 days. Oh, three.
Say, it's quite an effort for me.
Aircheckdownloads.com.